This is AgriPulse Drive Time, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Learn more about AEM's Farm Bill priorities at AEM.org. Good Monday afternoon, I'm Hannah Pagel. A Kansas Republican says farmers are calling for more disaster assistance programs in the Farm Bill, and crop insurance can be the avenue to get that done. Tracy Mann represents Kansas's 1st District, where extreme drought this year has impacted the state's wheat crop. Speaking on this week's open mic, Mann says disaster assistance programs could become more structured.
It does seem like there's a desire to make a lot of these ad hoc disaster assistance programs, you know, somewhat more permanent, or at least structured in a way that they're less ad hoc and more permanent.
Mann says crop insurance programs allow farmers to mitigate risk on their operations.
My biggest priority is crop insurance, making sure that we preserve it. There will be efforts made to weaken it, chip away at it. I think we need to be strengthening crop insurance. You get a successful public-private partnership and is the most cost-effective and efficient way to make sure that we have a stable, safe, robust food supply in our country. We got to make sure that it carries on.
Tune into this week's open mic on AgriPulse.com to hear Mann address more concerns around the debt ceiling debate and nutrition assistance eligibility. Speaking of the debt ceiling debate, the GOP has a new strategy on how it plans to pursue discussions with Democrats. AgriPulse's Jeff Nally has more.
Indiana U.S. Senator Mike Braun says the impasse between House Republicans and the White House over the nation's debt ceiling will have a major impact on available funds for the next farm bill.
And sooner or later, we're going to have to start, since we don't do budgeting, find out what we're going to do less of. Otherwise, it starts to devalue the currency. You cannot be a nation of spenders and borrowers. Our greatest generation paid off the biggest debt we ever had after World War II and built the interstate highway system without borrowing money. We know, even though it's going into a farm bill, it's mostly nutrition, and we at least ought to have the 10% that directly impacts farmers.
Nutrition programs will require $1.2 billion of the total $1.5 billion necessary for new farm legislation. That's a 60% increase over the 18 bill. I'm Jeff Nally.
Sustainable aviation fuel is taking off in popularity. AgriPulse's Lydia Johnson has the latest.
Demand for sustainable aviation fuel is growing. The environment and commodities may be able to benefit from the transition. Steve Zonka is the executive director of the Commercial Alternative Fuels Initiative. He says the fuel transition is an industry-led effort that has only grown with technological innovations.
We're all in, focused on this concept of sustainable aviation fuels that deliver at least 50% reduction in net greenhouse gases. And several of them that are being produced today are in the 80% reduction level. And we have pathways towards achieving more than 100% reduction going forward.
Zonka says sustainable aviation fuels can be produced with an array of materials, including many agriculture commodity byproducts. The transition could increase prices for producers.
As every day goes on, I get a bit more and more confidence that we're going to be able to achieve that 2030 goal of 3 billion gallons. And as I indicated, the production of these feedstocks can come from a lot of sources like municipal solid waste, forestry residues, ag waste, waste food production, industrial off-gases, oil and cellulosic crops.
Initiatives like the Sustainable Aviation Fuel Grand Challenge, a program created through the Department of Energy, may help accelerate the fuel's adoption. For AgriPulse, I'm Lydia Johnson.
Before we let you go, here are some events to keep in mind as Congress is back in session. EPA Administrator Michael Regan will be testifying in front of the House Ag Committee on Wednesday, and the Senate will be holding subcommittee hearings on nutrition and conservation programs later this week. Now, here's a word from our sponsor.
The Association of Equipment Manufacturers brings ag equipment and technology manufacturers together to help producers use precision agriculture to produce more with less. We're calling on Congress to include incentives for the adoption of precision ag technologies in the 2023 Farm Bill. Learn more about our efforts at AEM.org. Again, that's AEM.org.
That's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, environment, and regulatory news, head to AgriPulse.com. Reporting in Washington, I'm Hannah Pagel.